Hi there. The word for today is on staying power. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Numbers 12 verse 1 says, Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses. You know, it takes staying power to overcome family opposition. Moses illustrates that. When his sister Miriam and his brother Aaron complained about the special relationship he enjoyed with God, Moses didn't react or retaliate. He remained gentle and humble in the face of their opposition. When faced with the challenge of fold up or hold up, David Livingstone demonstrated staying power. It's said that his wife Mary gave him so much trouble, always complaining and criticizing, that she made his life's work almost impossible. Indeed, the tension between them became so great that Livingstone sent her home to England for a period of more than 12 years, while he suffered, bled, and ultimately died in Africa for the cause of Christ. When Jesus went home to Nazareth to minister to the people he grew up around, some of them were so resentful that they actually tried to throw him off a cliff. And in spite of his teachings and the miracles he did, his family, his own family, thought he was mad. Did that hurt? Of course. But he didn't let it stop him. Here's what Jesus said, Luke 14, verse 26, reading from the Living Bible. Anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, or sisters. Yes, more than his own life. Otherwise, he cannot be my disciple. And no one can be my disciple who does not carry his own cross and follow me. So, don't begin until you first count the cost. So, when your family doesn't understand you and opposes you, love them and pray for them. Because the truth is, God can change their hearts. And until he does, the word for you today is, keep serving the Lord.